Good morning, Patriots. Yeah, it's a 10-minute delay in start today, and there's a very critical reason. You cannot start a show without your coffee ready. It's just that simple. And without coffee, the world almost stops. You all know how I feel about coffee. Well, I'll tell you. So when you get to that point in the morning and you look down, and you're like, okay, there's a problem. We still have to get the water boiling. Okay, Patriots are going to have to wait a few minutes because we need that influx. You know what's really amazing, seriously, is that God has given us everything on this earth that we need to live in harmony with this incredible world in which he's created. And we have lived in such a distorted and inverted world that it's actually got us believing that these things are being used for, that they're not to be used except for to destroy the earth or destroy ourselves. So I'm going to get on a little topic today that I guarantee you in the next 5 minutes, somebody is going to start losing their mind. And I'm going to enjoy this one so much. Oh, I love doing this because I cannot stand when people get fixated on a certain thing. We all do it. But this particular topic, just a second. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Hang on a second. Okay. Now I've got to get myself buckled in because here it goes. And what's the topic for today that's going to get a whole bunch of people triggered? It's called marijuana. The minute I say this, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, bards, don't start on this. Don't start on this. This is, God gave us this gift and Christ used it. I'm like, yep. Yep, I'm going to agree to all that. In fact, I'm going to tell you that I am happy that cannabis has been completely legalized. But this is what I'm going to add to that. But I don't imagine that God ever imagined that cannabis would be legalized so that there would be dispensaries all over the world or all over the country, not pushing the health, but pushing the people can get themselves high. See, here's the problem. And I've had some very serious conversations with some very smart people on this topic. I'm just going to be clear, and I have my own opinions, but this is based literally on where we are. Cannabis is an amazing product. So the first topic is this. Most people don't realize that there is a distinct difference between hemp and marijuana. They don't get it. They think the two are the same. That is the same thing as saying that field corn and sweet corn are the same thing. They are not. The principal issue of hemp is that hemp has much lower levels of THC. Now, that's the first thing. Next thing is this. So to keep that in mind is that when people tell me like, well, our founding fathers smoked it. Okay. If you look back and really see what they were growing hemp. Why? Because hemp is a better product to be used for things like clothing and fibers and other issues. And it's much more geared for a medicinal development, not a drug-y development. Meaning people that have to buy it at the dispensary to get high to get through their day. Now, that I'm going to be real clear on, and this is when heads are going to start rolling, exploding. It'll be conservative heads too, because there are all these people like, I cannot get through it because of the pain in my body. I have to have it because my body's in so much pain, my mind is in chaos, and it's the only thing that keeps me together. All right. I'm going to tell you that I appreciate the fact that there is a natural substance, non-pharmaceutical, that you can get to help you with your pain and help you with certain things. And that is intentionally, by the way, that was what the original idea of having medical marijuana legalized so that people like cancer patients, people with PTSD, people with chronic pain issues would have something to deal with. It was non prescription-based pharmaceutical. Completely agree. And that was the intent. But what most people don't realize is that intent was hijacked by the deep state. And the money to get it legalized was never about that. It was about getting people stoned to keep them dumb. So the entire, and there's a guy I spent some time with. Had been a dispensary owner, and he literally walked out of his dispensary, said, "I'm never doing this again." He said, "This is crazy." He said, "We started this movement to get things going so that we would have medical marijuana available for people in need." And he said, "Now all we're doing is we're becoming drug dispensaries for the people that want to get stoned." That's a true statement. Here's what I'm going to get at is there's a stewardship issue in everything that we do in life that we have to start getting back on. So stewardship means accountability and responsibility. You want to spend your life getting stoned? That's your choice. But when you start to defend it as if it was, and I love, these are the ones I always love. Well, Christ did it. Christ wasn't walking around stoned, okay? Just hate to tell you that. You can try that one on me all day long. It ain't going to work. So what we are missing here is that the principle of cannabis is it offers an incredible opportunity to develop a natural pharmacopoeia with people that are really good at developing pharmacopoeia. Now, I hear this thing, I've even tried it, and I don't totally agree with how it's put together because I think it's not shaped. It's not the idea of CBD oil, okay? The CBD oil is one of those great byproducts of this natural plant of God. And there's no question that it has great medicinal effects. Let me be clear about that. The effectiveness of CBD oil, and there's a lot of people that say it should not have THC. In fact, it has to have THC to activate the receptors. That's just a given. It's a science issue. Not the goofball science that we're dealing with right now, but smart people. But here's what the problem with CBD oil. CBD oil right now, first of all, if you go to any place, where do they usually show up? Like they show up at all these strange events pushing CBD oil. And if you read the list of things, you're like, oh my goodness. I mean, that's going to solve everything from my ingrown toenail all the way up to a pimple on my neck to my aging. CBD oil has amazing effects. But again, there's this whole thing about this miracle cure. Anytime we start getting into miracle anything, we're missing one of the most principal issues within our life. And what is that? We don't need drugs to heal. I need to be clear about this. It isn't that we don't need items to stimulate our natural processes, but we are children of God. And if we are truly walking in the vibration and that unity with God, that frequency with God, we don't need the dependence on anything to heal other than the pure connection with God. That's part of the stories within Christ's beautiful period of time in which he was here on earth, is how significant his unity and presence was, that people could touch, or he could touch them and they would be healed. He wasn't pulling out a baggie to roll a joint and go, hey, here you go, get high, buddy. Why don't you smoke this and take a little bit of this and rub that on the back of your neck and ooh, poosh, poosh, pash. You're all healed now. That's not what was going on. I mean, I don't even want to go there. It's going to sound blasphemous, and I'm not going to do that because Christ is so special to us, even though I know he'd forgive me for it, but it's just the point. It upsets me so much when I hear people talking about this dependency. When we start getting on dependency, of anything, and we're stepping away from the most beautiful gift ever given to us, which is the gift of everlasting life through Christ and his sacrifice, and what that means. Through Christ, we get to the Father. That means that we go back to the purity and origins of the power and beauty of who we are. Now, go back to cannabis. It's an amazing product, okay? It is. But the only thing people are focused on about it is getting stoned. Or, and that's it, well, I've got to have it because of pain. I can't survive without pain. That is an amazing statement to me. Because pain is healable. It isn't that you don't need something to help bridge a space. God did not put a plant on this earth and sacrifice his son so that we could choose the plant over his son. That's pretty much simple right there. CBD oil. It's one little aspect of what the potential of cannabis is. And it has not been well explored to understand how refined CBD oil is or can be. People assume that there's just like CBD oil, going to get some, rub it on myself, everything's going to be good. CBD, it's kind of like, I don't even know what it's kind of like. It's you can't look at something in terms of blasting a shotgun through a door and expect it to fix everything. If we had spent the last, and serious conversations I've had recently with smart people, as you notice, we've had some pretty smart people on interviews lately. If we had spent the last 30 years in using excellent researchers and excellent processes within medicine to heal the world, we would have, as I was told, we would have an amazing depth of pharmacopoeia tied to specific strains, specific mixtures of and strengths of CBD oil for specific ailments, because it would be that good. It would be just like you need something for this ailment, here's this particular type of CBD oil. So right now we've got kind of like the Bubba's garage sale version of CBD oil going on right now. You know, it's like, what you got, Bubba? I got something to cure everything right here. Put a little drip on your in your tongue, wiggle it around a little bit, and presto, you're going to be everything. You're going to lose weight. You're going to get your hair growing back. Your eyes are going to change color. And your skin's going to look great. All your ailments are going to go away just with two drops on your tongue, and that's all it's going to take. That's not what, I mean, to me, and it's an insult to God. That's the greatest part about that statement, is that people don't even realize what an insult it is to God. God's not asking us to abuse anything. He's giving us these amazing plants to do many things with. And I'm focusing on cannabis because it's the easiest one to target it on. Because everybody's around that's tied into the cannabis strain. And I'm sure that, I can't wait for the comments today. There's probably going to be a whole slew of them. You don't know what you're talking about, Bards. I do. I've been taking this for years. I've had chronic pain my whole life. And without it, I couldn't survive. Okay, got it. I get that. You know, when you start going to these people and going around and seeing who what all the products are selling with, I'm going to come back to that statement. Just finish out. Yes, you've got chronic pain, but there is a process of non-dependency, okay? It is through our relationship ultimately with God in Christ that we do heal. That's not even something I have to prove. It happens all the time. So when we give up our faith in God and put our faith in a substance that God created and create a dependency, it is no different than saying I'm going to be saved with an injection made by some company. Because the gift of that plant, again, was to improve health, not to create dependencies. And notice I'm using dependency and not addiction, because that's another little sleight of hand that everyone likes to use. Trust me, I live in Oregon, man. And don't, and this is why people start talking to me about cannabis culture. I'm like, have you noticed where I live? I live in Southern Oregon. And what's Southern Oregon? It's like the home of drug culture down here. I grew up with it in high school, long before it was ever legalized. Southern Oregon was drug central. And Northern California, but Southern Oregon is drug central, okay? And every one of these guys that's involved in this is going to give you a reason of why their drug culture is so important, not the growing of a beautiful crop and plant called cannabis. Because at the end of what they're trying to do is, right now, the motive in this industry that they've now created is not to sell product for the benefit of humankind. It is to sell product for the high. And if you doubt what I'm saying, track the THC contents that they're trying to develop in these products and the type of products that they are actually creating and selling, and tell me how many of those are based on the betterment of humankind, other than getting yourself stoned. Not a difficult conclusion to come to. But here's the incredible thing. We go back to marijuana versus hemp. The corn are the same product. At the end, they're not. Sweet corn, field corn. I don't know if you have ever had field corn. I actually love field corn. Real field corn, not the genetically altered whatever the heck they're feeding cattle these days. Original field corn. It doesn't have as much sugar in it. It's a meatier corn. It's sweet corn is a different strain, and then over years it's been nurtured, and I'm not going to use genetically modified, well, it has been by Monsanto, but strains of corn that have become sweeter have higher levels of sugar in them than field corn. They are two different products. So when we're dealing with the principle of cannabis, there are benefits to each in the right context. One of the amazing things about cannabis, which we hear very little about, where's our industries to developing entire new lines of linens? Hemp is an amazing product that can grow in and develop whole new products of linen to create clothing. Think about that as a re-stimulation of industry. And do you think God would love that? Oh, yeah. Guarantee it. Hemp oil has been explored for alternatives to fuel. See, all this stuff was talked about in the 70s. So a lot of the people now that are dancing, and I know this, and where was one of the big areas that they were looking at doing this? Well, guess what? My state, Oregon. Because it really was something good within hippie culture. They understood that if we could get off of petroleum and get off the dependency, and we started moving into a whole new realm, then where we are right now, we would be in a place where we would be less dependent on, or non-dependent at all, on a lot of the foreign petrochemical deep state nonsense. And there's no question that the cannabis plant itself has unbelievable potential here. But again, it's accountability and stewardship. Accountability and stewardship. God does not give us these things for us to become dependent on, but for us to be elevated with. One of the great ones, and I'm just going to say it. Here it goes. I'm going to trigger somebody when I say this. All right. I have become so much closer to Christ since I've been smoking pot regularly. This one, I cannot tell you how many times I get told this. And I'm like, what? Huh? And, you know, I'm not too snarky, kind of. And so, you know, my statement is always like, what? You did what? So basically, what you're telling me is that when Christ got nailed to the cross and suffered his death to give you everlasting life and told you that it was through him that you could get to Father, that somewhere in between that step, somebody threw a joint in there and said you had to smoke it to find his way through him to Father? I'm just trying to figure that one out. I just didn't see that in the contract in the Bible. Didn't see that anywhere in there. It's like, okay, church, we're here today. We're going to get together. Oh, by the way, there's a bong in your pew. And if you're going to really get close with Christ today, you got to take a big old inhale. Light her up, boys. Yeah, it's going to get a little smoky in here. Kids, don't worry about it. Breathe in deep. Take off that doggone mask. Oh, matter of fact, if you need to, put the mask back on. It'll help filter out something. It's not helping the virus any. See, this is the stupidity, and I'm asked to say it. It's the stupidity of how we look at things in our life and try to justify stuff because ultimately, spirituality, we have become weak. I'm not judging people that want to get stoned. You want to spend your life getting stoned? There you go. That's your free will. God gave you free will to choose why to be here and how to use your life. But don't sit and lie to me about how, well, it's made me closer to Christ. It's opened up my chakras so I could get to the highest level. Okay, whatever. You know, I'm smarter for it. That's the great one. Like, have you seen somebody who's been smoking for 20 years? Because I can point to them in my state. And I'm just going to say this. I don't see higher levels of processing developing well. Just saying. All things in moderation. All things with stewardship. Such a beautiful word. With stewardship. If we embrace life with the principle of stewardship, we avoid the extremes and the gluttony. And it is such a truly beautiful word. It's a graceful word in what we do. God has given us so many things. Look, I'm just going to start where I started the show. I love coffee, all right? And I probably drink, you know, 4 good cups a day. At points, it's excessive. And guess what? I'm accountable when I get totally worn out because I'm driving so hard with coffee and God's like, hello? Like, yes? You're going to get tired. Uh-huh. And I'm going to crash hard if I don't tone it. There's good and there's bad to all things. There's consequences. And as long as we embrace that and don't become dependent on it, if somebody took my coffee away, I probably wouldn't be too happy about it. But I can survive without it. This doesn't, by the way, I don't do this. Sorry, Patriots, I couldn't do my show today because I couldn't connect with Christ because I didn't have my air-pressed coffee hand-ground in the morning and we just couldn't make the connection. So we called the show off. That's the lunacy that when people get to a point like that, like using a drug, it's insane. Again, hemp is one of these amazing products that in the same way the cabal always works, it's so focused when they've created this hysteria around this, which people don't even realize they've also in the process created an addiction. I've been using the word dependency and now I'm going to switch to addiction. Right now we have a culture that will tell you openly, pot is not addicting. And yet if you take it away, they will have a freaking meltdown. Because they have become emotionally addicted to something that is not necessarily physically addicted. The emotional addiction is worse than the physical addiction. We cannot allow ourselves to be addicted to anything. It's not how we were intended to be. Being accountable to our relationship with God's world and being stewards of those things to improve ourselves as society is amazing. But when this whole culture that's evolved around pot and marijuana has obscured the incredible potential of that one product, which there's many people out there that are still trying to say, hey, what about this? What about the use of this for linen? What about the use of this for alternate fuels? What about developing a deep pharmacopoeia within it that we can truly use to heal, which it can be done? That plant has, if you know, you can get hemp seed and you can eat hemp seed. It's really good for you. There's many things that plant can do. But somehow they've done, well, it's not somehow, it's masterful marketing. Everything around pot ties to the idea in the modern culture that I just need to go over and get some version of getting high. This youth growing up isn't dreaming about building industries of new alternatives to linen, to developing an alternative to cotton that is going to be so much better for the soil and it's so much easier to steward. No, they're talking about a dispensary so they can go get their latest energy drink laced with THC. I mean, it's kind of gets so crazy with the current culture around this. If you haven't seen, like, you can get coffee that's CBD coffee. It's like, what? Well, you can have your CBD oil every day in your coffee. It's like, I don't want my CBD oil in my coffee. I want my coffee with my coffee. It's this constant creation of products just to sell something. And again, we're back to stewardship. I'm not going to tell a person that you need, I mean, I would not ever, I don't know enough about this topic specifically to say you can't grow marijuana, you have to grow hemp. It's again about stewardship. Oh, there's the first one. I knew it was coming. Scott, there's way worse things out there than pot, bro. And there's the, there it is. That is the classic comment of the idiocy right there. It is not about being worse. It is about stewardship, responsibility to God, and using things in an accountable way. And this is when the minute you hear a comment like that, that's somebody who has got guilt within them and they are sitting there trying to justify a lifestyle of what they are trying to do because they aren't facing the fact. They are not facing the fact that they themselves, and there it is. I'm a veteran. I got PTSD. Let's talk. No, let's not talk. I'm going to tell you what I said in the beginning. I said from the beginning that what was the piece of marijuana? Of medical marijuana. It was for those with PTSD and those with chronic pain. But I also said something else. All of this nonsense, you start your place with a relationship to God. And those people that are in this small little group, which they are a minority, try to defend their place for everybody as a majority. They are a minority voice. The entire principle of the legal marijuana legalization movement centered on, what did I say? Chronic pain, cancer, and PTSD. It never was intended to be a broad spectrum, sell pot to kids to get them high and ultimately stupid where we are right now. And in the process, they have completely denied and obscured an amazing industry intentionally, because if you use the product to its full potential, if you use the product to its full potential, you would put massive amounts of industries out of business. And it's that place. And it is the fault of the people that are pushing it, because they never had the wisdom to realize their movement got hijacked by Soros money. That's the bottom line. And it was hijacked by Soros money. It was hijacked for an agenda by the left. And in so doing, they walked on the train of getting pot mainstreamed in this country, not for the purposes of good, but to keep a culture dumb and stupid for the rest of its life. That's not stewardship. That is not stewardship. That's addiction, it's selfish, and it's blind. And this is where we are at this point in time. There are many, many ways through problems that we have in our life. They begin and should always begin in our relationship to Christ and God. From there, there are many, many gifts given to us in this life that we can steward to work with those things to become stronger and ultimately become healed. But God did not give us these plants, this beautiful world of all this potential so that we would become dependent. The weakness of the mind is ultimately the weakness of our health. The weakness of the mind is ultimately the weakness of our health, and the weakness of our mind centers on our weakness in faith. When people start to rail on about defending anything, they're typically blind or defending something they don't want to face. And ultimately, in our world, all things begin with a foundation relationship with God. Never have I said in any of this that cannabis is not a gift of God that God gave us. Everything centers on stewardship and our accountability to God in how it is used. And that is the core of all things. Because when we lose perspective for ourselves and we start living a me world about what I want, about what I need, we cease to become the relationship and walking in this place with God. And we flip the script. And the script gets flipped to where we no longer are walking in this world with Christ in our heart first. We are walking in this world with our own misery in our hearts first. We are not healed. And as I said from the beginning, that's why I laughed. It's only a matter of time before you touch this subject and out of the woodwork they come with all the excuses under the sun, and not one of them will say, ever, that they put before all things their relationship with Christ, the healing of their soul and their body with Christ first. When you do that, the relationship to all things shifts, and our true healing begins. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we come together each day to reflect very deeply on this world and the gifts that you've given us each day. Lord, we pray for the many that are distorted and misguided. Though they are burdened many times with pain, and we pray for that pain and that healing, the many who have misguided their relationship with Christ in their life to place things and products and relationships other than Christ before Christ himself. Let us pray, Lord, for the purity of the relationship with your Son, whom you sacrificed for our sins to embrace the full power of healing through him, to embrace the stewardship in our world of the many things that you have given us to improve the lives of humanity, to take the me out of things and place Christ first, to realize that we are nothing, that we are all part of you. And in so doing, we must steward our own lives in such a way as to give strength to the ultimate reason we are here, which is to expand your kingdom and your love across this world. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, a little bit of a morning wake-up call. There you go. Stewardship, it is the principal issue. And stewardship places God first, our relationship with Christ first. Stewardship is a deep issue in all of our lives, and it's something that stewardship and accountability in our world right now is missing. It's something we have to get back to, because with that we gain accountability, and we have to reinstall and reestablish reestablish accountability back in our lives. And in so doing, we steward the world. That's why God has us here, to steward the world. Each of us has challenges. That's part of life. That's why we have this walk. If we didn't have life, if we didn't have challenges, we wouldn't have much of a life, would we? We are here intended to grow. So each one of us, in one way or another, whatever those capacities are given burdens to deal with. That's how we grow. But when our burdens become all about me at the expense of the many, when our burdens become so self-consumed that we forget our relationship to Christ and our role in stewardship of this world, we aren't going to get past our burdens. We pray for one another. Not all things magically just go away because of a prayer. We know that. But we also know that the deeper that we get into that relationship with Christ, it is truly the connecting of frequency, vibration, and energy to God. The physical, there's nothing in the physical that limits us, and nothing in the physical that cannot be healed. So the products that God created, the many potentials of what God provided us here, are not to become dependent upon, but to become those bridges to help us over those moments to get us back to that place of purity of spirit and soul. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press in. This fight is tough. The world that we are around twists and turns everything. And it plays games with us in such a way that we become weakened by the system. And we start to believe that we can't exist without certain things and dependencies that the system itself creates. The greatest war in this whole fight is our minds. And it's the strength through our relationship with Christ that fortifies that relationship, fortifies that armor, and keeps us strong on this path ahead. We fortify that through the process of prayer, through the process of Scripture, through our relationship with Christ. It's not said lightly. For a soldier that goes out in the world without prayer is like a soldier going into an armed conflict without body armor. It doesn't typically end well. And in the end, God does win. But it isn't the point of God ending this deal without us. We are here as his children. We are walking with him. So let us be there at the finish line. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to be 10 minutes late to the next show. So 6:10 will be the next show. So until then, or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're running your head. Absolution. East.
of Eden running with the wolves to freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. We